Good morning, everybody. We are going to start today with the beloved subject of financial instruments with characteristics of equity. I give the floor to Manuel.
I'll just pass straight over to Daisy.
We only have one agenda paper today for FIFES, which is agenda paper 5B. In IAS 32, there's an exception that a financial instrument that meets the definition of liability is treated as equity if it meets all of the conditions in paragraphs 16A, 16B, or 16C and 16B. We're not aware of any problems with the exception or how extensively the exception is being applied in practice. However, in agenda paper 5B, we consider whether this exception is still needed in the context of the Gamma approach. Paragraphs 9 to 16 discuss application of the Gamma approach to financial instruments that meet the exception in 16A and 16B of IAS 32. Without the exception, such instruments would meet the definition of liability under the Gamma approach, because they can be put back to the issuing entity for economic resources at any time before liquidation. Paragraphs 17 and 19 discuss whether the Gamma approach addresses the concerns that led to the exception. One concern with a liability classification of such instruments is that changes in its carrying value would be recognized in profit or loss, leading to counterintuitive effects. We think that concern would be addressed by applying the separate presentation requirements under Gamma approach to such instruments. In that case, the changes in its carrying value would be separately presented. Another concern is when all of the entity's claims meet the definition of liability, and there's not a single claim that can be classified as equity and measured as a residual. However, in staff's view, this issue arises from some very specific capital structures rather than reflecting any inherent issue in the Gamma approach itself. Paragraphs 20 to 24 discuss the option to retain the exception in IAS 32. If we decide to retain the exception for putable instruments that meet 16A and 16B, and to classify them as equity, it would address all of the previous concerns, such as the counterintuitive effects on profit or loss, or not having an equity category. However, the downside is that with an equity classification, such instruments would not be directly measured at fair value. Hence, users would not have sufficient information to predict the potential for future cash outflows, as they would obtain from a fair value measurement. Having said that, the issue is mitigated to some extent by the disclosure requirements in IAS 1, which requires disclosure on the timing and amount of expected cash outflows arising from putable instruments that are treated as equity. Hence, staff recommend that the board retain this disclosure if the board decide to retain the exception for putables. Similarly, for an instrument that meets 16C and 16D of IAS 32, which imposes an obligation to deliver or rather share of net assets only on liquidation, we think the above analysis also applies in terms of whether to retain the exception or not. If the board decide to retain the exception in 16C and 16D, we suggest extending the same disclosure requirements in IAS 1 on expected tax outflows to such instruments as well. In summary, we'd like to ask the board whether you prefer to retain the exception in 16A and 16B, or 16C and 16D of IAS 32, or to apply Gamma approach instead. In addition, we think the discussion paper would be a good place to ask constituents whether the exception is being extensively applied in practice.
Okay. Germany wants to speak.
Yeah, I think we need this exception because I think all the arguments which you have listed in paragraph 4, I think still valid in this one exception, which is that maybe then the counterintuitive effect is not in P&L, and maybe it's in OCI, but then we have the counterintuitive effect of equity, because OCI is then in cumulative OCI, then we have the same effect. And but all the other arguments, I think, still valid, and I don't think that has dramatically changed, and therefore I think we need this exception again, because otherwise we have all this effects which you have listed in paragraph 4, and gamma will not solve that. It will only solve, I think, addressing this performance counterintuitive in P&L, moving that in OCI, but I think that all the other arguments are still valid, and therefore I think we have to retain that. And regarding, do we have to discuss it again in the discussion paper? I don't think so, because we don't have new arguments. I don't see any new arguments. And why bothering also our stakeholders again with this kind of question, which the board has already addressed, I think, when they discussed 32.
Amaru?
You ask us if we have preference, but also you suggest that we consult this in the discussion paper. I do have a preference. My preference would be for no exceptions, particularly in issues like this, classification measurement or classification of liability equity. However, I think Martin has a point, and the point is, well, the board decided back in 2008 to create an exception. And this exception, as you mentioned, we do not know how pervasive it is around the world, how it's used, and how it would be the potential effect. And I think, responsibly, we should consult this. That's the point I disagree with Martin. I think if we are developing a model that we believe is the best answer to the classification of such instruments, we have to be very certain that this exception is still something that must be kept in this new model. So I do think we should consult before deciding of about seizing the exception.
Darrell?
I really struggle with the idea of an exception here. I think this is a clear case of something that fails the gamma test. It doesn't fail one of the other tests, I forget which one now, but it's a clear case that fails this test. In the context of where we are, which is a discussion paper, I think we need to expose that this is the outcome of gamma. And we can certainly discuss that there may be some outcomes of the gamma approach that we may need at a later point to consider whether exceptions are warranted. But I think in portraying or setting out the three different approaches that people should consider, and the one that we think is the first and foremost approach, or the one that we think is the primary one we'd like to push, I think we need to show it, warts and all, and explain that that is one of the downsides of this approach. So I think we can discuss, and I agree with Amaru, I think that this needs to be a point of discussion for the purpose of the discussion paper. But I think this is the reality of what the model is telling us to do. And I think going out with a discussion paper already, including exceptions to the principle, concerns me a little bit.
Mary?
I think the Americas are probably sticking together on this one, at least this part, because I think, like Amaru, I think we should consult on it. And I think it is kind of what Darrell laid out. You know, we have a preliminary view to apply gamma. If you take this category that's an exception today and apply gamma, it doesn't meet the equity definition. I think I'm probably a bit more neutral than Darrell in terms of it doesn't, you know, I'm not a tough luck, you fail, you're out. But I take the point of not already going out at a DP level with intention. Having said that, I think we shouldn't panic people by saying, you know, we're throwing this whole area into turmoil. I think it is important to recite the reasons that are in paragraph 4 that the board decided originally, to note that applying gamma and classifying them as liabilities, while some would be addressed, not all of them would be addressed, in particular for D about appear fully debt funded. But one thing that seems to be raised and then just kind of disappears in the paper, I'd like to put on the table and put a stake through its heart, which is if you look in paragraph 16 is saying there's a difference between the equitables exception and the gamma criteria for separate presentation of changes. And that difference is the difference between wholly and substantially dependent. And 16B seems to be suggesting that maybe we could create a special subcategory that says, well, if you're substantially but not wholly, maybe under gamma we could fit you into that separate presentation of changes too. And I think we should say we looked at that and reject going down that, because I think if we're going to create an exception, I'd rather create a clear-cut exception for the putables than start messing with the criteria for qualifying for separate presentation. So I think we should raise that and say this is the other route we can, considered. And, if you say, Daisy, you were saying in the discussion paper we could try and get information about how many people are using the exception. I think I'm actually interested, but maybe, think about whether or not it's relevant in terms of how many of these putables qualify because it's substantially versus solely. How many do people think that there are a lot of these putables that would fail the gamma criteria for separate presentation? I'm not sure I know what I'll do with it, though, so that I'm not sure that that's an entirely good question, but think about whether that information would be useful to us. But I think I would not express a preference in the discussion paper. I think I would say, preliminary view for gamma. We were hopeful that in creating underpinnings for conceptual underpinning, more strengthening the conceptual underpinnings for 32, we were going to get rid of or be able to explain things that, as not being exceptions. When we put this category up against the criteria, it falls out as liability. The concerns about liability presentation that we had when we created the exception are still here.
Yep.
So it raises this question. We looked at whether or not we should vary it, vary gamma for these, decided no. What's the view?
I think we should discuss this within the discussion paper. I think it would be wrong to assume that the putables exception will stay because gamma is different, and I think it's perfectly valid to think that we might be able to remove the exception, as Ray Darrell says. I think it would be wrong also to assume that the putable exception automatically goes, because many of the reasons why it was done in the first place do remain. So although the change in the carrying amount goes into OCI instead of P&L, it's still in OCI, and that way we still regard that as a performance measure. And the issue of the balance sheet not having any equity still remains in here as well. I personally feel that the balance sheet issue could be dealt with by balance sheet presentation modifications. I think the OCI effect is very different from the P&L effect, so I think there is a good case to say that we remove the putables exception and have a pure gamma approach, but I don't think either keeping it or removing it is a sort of clear-cut solution, so I don't see any alternative to discussing it within the paper.
Just quickly, absolutely agree with what's been said, and the thing, just wanted to caution against opening up substantially and how close, because those words were heavily debated when the putables exception was brought in, and I don't think we were wanting to open that bit up, Mary. But I fully agree where you're coming from and why that's an exception. What the suggestion you said, that if it is not based on the residual, should we make another exception on the presentation? But absolutely happy to explore that, but I think we should be slightly cautious about opening up the whole debate about what is substantially close, because that was debated quite extensively when the board did it last time, and those words were selected very carefully, so I'm not sure I want to open that up with this debate.
Okay, so you're saying that you think the putables need substantially rather than...
Yes.
I can't can't remember whether it said solely or wholly for gamma.
Yes.
Sue?
I think we need to be careful to be realistic and also, I think we also need to be careful with our messaging. In terms of being realistic, I think we are a little bit prone in these discussions to assume that if we put stuff in OCI, all is going to be forgiven. And I do not think that people applying the protocol exceptions are going to think it's in any way comparable to get gamma, hopefully with the separate presentation, to getting the equity presentation they get in 32 today. So I think we'd be taking on a huge bite, personally, if we do this. So firstly, I think we need to be realistic, because they're not the same to people. So I don't think it addresses the issues in four. Secondly, I think we need to be careful with our messaging, because certainly maybe unauthorised, when I'm talking to people about this project, I'm saying this isn't about starting with a clean sheet of paper and talking about what's debt and equity. This is about shoring up the foundations that already exist in 32 and dealing with known practice issues. I don't see removing the protocols exception being on the table as consistent with either of those messages. And I don't love exceptions, but I think we just need to be a little bit realistic and a bit careful.
Chang Wu.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with Daryl and Amaro and many other members. I don't want any exception. If we are going to develop a new good model, we should minimize all exceptions currently existing. I guess that's maybe our ultimate objective, to develop a new model. So that's my first comment. However, let me ask the second one on the 16CAD. What are differences between the 16A and B putable instruments and some instrument in 16C and D? What are differences between these two groups?
The difference is that 16C and D instruments, while they're only they only require a transfer of resources at liquidation, but the point of those instruments, or what a feature of those instruments, is that the liquidation is within the control of the counterparty, so they can liquidate the entity, or it's predetermined at a specific date, which is the net result is that they're quite similar. However, the mechanism by which the transfer of resources takes place is a bit different.
So based on such differences, I think in a portable instrument are more like the liability, close to liability. However, there are some instruments in 16C and D are less closely to right and close to the liability. So it seems to me, you know, the same disclosure requirements on the 16A and B and another 16C and D, it seems to me not clear, because these two instruments are a little, even though they are quite similar, however, in terms of timing and the amount of these two attributes of that's underlying our new model, it seems to be different. They are different, so that's what I'm saying. We should consider carefully whether we are going to require the same disclosure requirements on 16C and D. So that's what I'm suggesting. Okay.
Gary?
At this point, probably not too much more incremental to add, but I think we haven't made the case yet or presented evidence, at least in this paper, in this discussion, that says we should do anything other than expose both ways. We don't know how big of a practice issue it is. We're not even aware there are practice issues. So if the best argument is, well, we've got a gamma model, we need to fit stuff in it, that's just doesn't come across as you haven't demonstrated the need for financial reporting improvements. You might have demonstrated a need to comply with the model you've developed. So I think you have really no choice but to float it out for comment, you know, the two alternatives, and maybe by the time we get done, there's a third alternative. And whether, if push came to shove, I would end up supporting keeping the exception if we got to that point down the line. I'm happy to have the dialogue out there and see what feedback comes back. But I don't think right now it sounds more like we have a solution in search of a problem, and I think we need to test that in the market.
Martin? I mean, again, my understanding was that we should do this project to not totally rethink the outcomes which we have in IRS 32. But if we discussing that again, this issue, I think we will have this issue. And I can tell you in Germany, we have many companies who are in the legal form of a cooperative, which exactly have only this as equity instrument. And this will end up that we have banks in Germany, we have insurance companies in Germany, which have no equity, which maybe have a negative assets. And all these issues were discussed with huge panic, which a lot of input from Germany in the years when we developed IRS 32 and this kind of discussion. And I don't see why we have now Gamma, which the only change which I think is then this performance issue, which is then we have performance issue if the company goes bust, I think they have positive performance, this goes into then OCI, but then if the company goes bust, we have a positive equity. Before we had not any equity, and then we have positive equity. All these issues, why do we bother our constituents again with this discussion? And especially when I'm from Germany and we have these issues there, and people have discussed it not so long ago, and why do we do that again? I think we want to work effectively and efficiently, and I don't know why we're discussing all these things again with the same arguments. I really don't understand it.
Well,
and I think
at
this
least one thing we can, at least one thing we can know is we will certainly find out that this is a huge issue.
Yeah, but I why discussing it again?
If, you know, we're starting from a blank piece of paper and that we don't really know what practice is around the world. We know that in certain countries this will lead to huge problems if we were to take another tack.
And knowing that, we still think it's a good idea.
Yeah, that is my point. Still knowing that, why we should discuss it again?
Mary?
I think thinking about Martin's concerns and others, and also about not being overly ambitious in a discussion paper and panicking a lot of people if we think ultimately we're not going to do something, I still think we should raise the issue in the discussion paper. But I think we have to think more about how we put it forward. And I think we've said overall our decision is that Gamma is our preliminary view, preferred approach. We've looked at the putables under Gamma, and if you apply Gamma, they come up with liability classification. Some, but not all of those putables would qualify for separate presentation in OCI under the Gamma approach. So the possibilities are to keep the exception as is, keep the exception as with a modification to say substantially rather than all, or remove the exception and say we've ruled out the middle one, we've ruled out the one that says remove the exception but allow, separate presentation for substantially all. We've got the other two, and then go on to say on the basis that this is not a clean sheet of paper project, and we didn't mean to revisit fundamentals as much as it would be nice to put forward a model that doesn't have any exceptions, considering that that many of the concerns that were raised at the time the putables was agreed would remain, seems to indicate keeping the exception as is, and not closing it down and saying we aren't even asking for comment on it. But I think we should be sincere in terms of signaling the degree of, clean sheet of paper or not that we're looking at these things.
Thank you. I think we should take Martin's comment very seriously. And also, I agree with what the Sue is talking about. We should be very careful in messaging this project. However, actually, this topic is the heart of this project. How do we deal with putable is the heart of this FICE project, I think. And actually, we have to think about what is the purpose of discussion paper. The purpose of the discussion paper is to test and expose our GAMA approach, which we believe the best approach so far. So we have to show, as Daryl said, the downsides of the GAMA approach. But not just simply exposing it, we have to discuss in the discussion paper what is the meaning of equity we define in our GAMA approach. Say, for example, we are going to have a separate presentation of OCI. This is fine in terms of performance, but QOCI goes to equity, whereas the principle of the liability goes to liability. So what is the meaning of this QOCI? And what is the outcome of total equity itself? Because the gamma itself is a kind of mixture of beta and alpha. So each has a different meaning that we mix it. So we have to consider what is the meaning of equity, and do you agree with our idea of meaning equity in this way? So that is what we have to expose in the discussion paper.
Darryl?
So possibly a clarification from my side. I don't think we should not be discussing the exemptions at all, or the exceptions at all to the process. But I think what, from my perspective in thinking about it, is that we've gone through a fairly lengthy process to establish that there are three possible ways we can think about this. In each of those three ways, we would probably consider whether there were exceptions necessary to achieve the desired outcome. By presenting GAMA as this is the approach and these are the exceptions, I think we're jumping a step to my mind. So I would still, and to Martin's problem, or to Martin's point, I don't necessarily say that we would be absolutely ruling out exceptions at this stage. But I think in the context of what we're saying, we should be saying this is the outcome that GAMA produces. This is what we believe it does. For that matter, to the extent that we're going to talk about the other two models, we should be doing the same. And then I think for all three, we should be expressing that we believe there may be certain exceptions that would be required to that model to achieve the desired outcome. But I think just presenting GAMA with these exceptions is the immediately opens us to, well, why not that exception and that exception and other exceptions? Why not exceptions for everything everybody doesn't like? And I get nervous about that, because in part the problem that we identified with 32, to my mind, was the unevenness of exemptions, the exemptions that were there and how they were applied, and etc. And a part of trying to find a base principle was to say, can we start not from scratch, but can we start with a clean conceptual basis and then perhaps afterwards decide if any exceptions are necessary? But I certainly wouldn't avoid mentioning the fact that we might need to make exceptions to any one of the three.
Float an idea of which I think it can be reasonably assumed that there is less than 5% chance that it will fly. In a completely open way, making a whole, creating a lot of unnecessary uproar. I'm not sure if that is a sensible way of operating. And it is less than 5% chance that this is going to fly. So, you know, I think I think that can expose what gamma would be without any exceptions, but I think it has to be done in such a way that people feel sufficient comfort that we're not going to do wild things.
But I think we can also just be honest about the fact that, you know, we've got this approach that solves a number of problems that we've identified that are real problems with IS32. However, it's not going to cure cancer, and it's not going to solve everything. And just be honest about it, and just say, okay, what the remaining problems are, and potentially maintaining this exception to address some of those remaining problems would be a way forward.
Would the board be happy with that?
Yeah. By the way, so I understand that the main reason why the World Bank does not apply IFRS is that apparently this exception is not even big enough for them to claim that their paid-in contributions are capital.
That's the reason why I didn't want to open that debate. Yes. because the
why is the world back?
Not here. It's not that simple.
Okay. Wow. All right.
So can you just ask the questions?
Yeah. So if the board's happy with what I just suggested, so we just say what go out with gamma as an approach that solves a number of problems that we've identified. However, it doesn't solve all the problems that have come up in the past. The board's already come up with a solution to some of those problems. We're not aware of any challenges. We can ask about whether there are any challenges and how pervasive it's used in the world in order to confirm the decision after the discussion paper. But we'll have some discussion of the exception in the discussion paper just to elicit how those responses and to show how it addresses some of those other challenges. Would the board be...
With the messaging being that that is where the board is at the moment, that we are not planning to remove the exception until we have heard anything to the contrary.
Yeah, but you can ask the question, do people feel it's the right approach, or do they feel that now they were going to another, we should open it up? People will, but this is the right, I think this is the right approach. Yeah?
Yep.
All right. I think so too quickly. Yeah.
And just quickly on the point on disclosures, agree, take your point, Chen Wu, but you're happy for us to extend that to the other side as well, because it's not there now.
Okay, let's take a break till 1:30 because we can be waiting for the show to set that back. Okay, thank you.